I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got people DMing me on Instagram.
Uh-oh, sliding into the DMs, are they?
Michael T. on Instagram. Just finished season 4 of The Bear. They crashed. Just disappointing. So he at least stuck it out, though. He finished it.
Well, I can just quit. I don't have to do it.
Oh, you want to make a pact? Get my wife on the phone and we'll all agree?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. 216-474-0092. Sam Monson will try to make some sense of what the Steelers are doing. He's actually a little more bullish on the Browns. I think he liked their draft. So we'll get to that with Sam Monson coming up in about 20 minutes. Daryl Ryder is in for Kenny. We got Owen and Mitch here. We got Joey making videos in the back, adding to the YouTube channel, getting those numbers up. So here's the thing. We played a clip for you, and I want to play it again because you have three all-timers. Steve Nash, you've got LeBron James, and you got Kevin Durant talking about your small guard setup. And this is what Kevin Durant had to say about Darius Garland.
He is, and it's like, but the defensive side of the ball is where, you know, people were attacking. Mm-hmm. If you want a chance to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, you are going at Darius Garland most of the time on the defensive side.
Okay, it's obviously a conversation we have had a ton of about whether or not the small guards are ever going to work in a big way. And then time and time again, they prove me wrong in the regular season.
Yeah.
By just lapping the field offensively. They were incredible this year. And it wasn't until the final 15 games that Oklahoma City in the regular season just took off. You know,
the Cavs went on that West Coast trip and it.
And we fell.
Yeah.
And maybe that was a sign of things to come. I know the schedule was brutal. They didn't have a lot of time to practice or whatever. We made a bunch of excuses for it at the time.
They were flying all over the country.
Right, right.
And in a short amount of time.
Most teams, not Oklahoma City, but every other team has a lull in a season. It just so happened that that lull came later in the season.
We call those scheduled losses.
Sure, in the NBA especially. You see it in the NBA especially. We didn't make a big deal about it because of that. And it wasn't like it was setting off panic alarms. But then, you know, you got into that the playoff series against Indiana, obviously Miami. They were dominant. They were all-time dominant in that series. As lopsided as the series has ever been in NBA playoff history. So we had all these reasons to think, okay, that didn't matter. Then you saw them against the Pacers, and you're like, ah, some of the stuff that did happen. You know, I remember that Phoenix game where Kevin Durant just flat-out dominated. I'm like, oh, boy. Like, yeah. We really don't have a guy that can defend someone like that or bother him. We don't have any of that. And then we lost to, was it Houston?
Yes, we did lose to Houston. It was bad.
And the Clippers, when Kawhi Leonard just dominated us.
Yeah, on a Sunday, yeah.
And I'm like, man, these are like playoff games. And we don't really have all that stuff that we do that works in a regular season didn't really work in those games. And I did kind of write it down and wonder if that was going to look like that come playoff time. And then come playoff time, that's exactly what happened. Now, we had the injuries, so we didn't know how much had to do with, you know, Darius wasn't Darius, and Evan Mobley was limping around a little bit, even though they were totally healthy in the final game that they got eliminated.
I kind of feel like any time the Cavaliers had a little bit of a dip during the season, we found built-in excuses. Injuries, travel, you know, you're not going to roll off 15-game win streaks over and over, even though they did it like three times in the season.
Three, but, yeah, three substantial winning streaks.
Yeah, it was a 12, 15, and 16 in a row that they ended up winning. So we kept building these excuses in, and I started to worry toward the end of the season because that's when they had the fall off. And we've seen this with this group where the start through the All-Star break is strong, and then the second half, the injuries take their toll, right? And they just kind of start to slide off. And it's part of the reason they made the change with J.B. Bickerstaff, because each of those 3 years, they fell off a cliff after the All-Star break, and then they crashed and burned when it came to the play-in and then the playoffs. So there were warning signs, and I think that they were there all along, Anthony, but we were so caught up in how good they were early. You know, they started 15-0. Everyone got excited. I was saying that they were NBA championship contenders,
I
right?
did, too.
Then they ripped off a 12-game win streak. Then they came back and won 16 in a row. And I'm not going to do that. Well, okay, let's add the win streaks together, subtract them from the 64, and then see what they really... I don't think that that's fair. But this team doesn't get hot at the right time. And I think that's... LeBron learned how to do that in Miami. He learned that, you know what, regular season, yes, you want to get your seeding. That's important to a degree. But as long as we got home court for a couple of series, we're fine. If we got to go on the road, who cares? What matters is that when you get to March, you get to the month of March, you have to be playing well, month of March and into April, so that you're on the upswing. And the Cavaliers' problem is it seems like every year they're on the downswing when they get to April. And then that ultimately bleeds through to the playoffs. And I know they just absolutely annihilated the Miami Heat. I think it was the largest point differential for a playoff series in NBA history.
The 10 seed going into the play-ins.
I get it. I understand that. But again, I feel like we got fooled. We got caught up, right? Oh, they just annihilated the Heat. The Heat raised the white flag. Let's be honest about it. In that series...
Well, it was a team that sold off their best player before the trade deadline came.
Right. Out. But they basically raised the white flag, but we all got caught up in the fact that the Cavaliers looked dominant and they annihilated their opponent, whatever. And then we find out the day after locker cleanout day, I'm trying to remember, I'm not going to say who it was because I don't want to get the player wrong, but somebody said the day after locker room cleanout day there that they weren't ready for game one with the Pacers. And that became a theme. Yeah, we didn't have the intensity out of the gate in the series. We got our eyes opened after game one. Meanwhile, three guys get hurt in game one, and, well, you're pretty much cooked from there on in. But the fact that they weren't ready for game one of a second-round playoff series after how things went for you in the previous 2 years, completely inexcusable.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that they weren't ready. I think they're... not only a physically weak team, they're a mentally weak team in a lot of aspects. And I say that, I'm going to put you out here, Anthony. Mm-hmm. What'd you say about that series before it started? Because I remember it vividly.
That I didn't think the Pacers were going to be much of a challenge.
Yeah, you said it'll be more than the Heat, but this is not going more than five or six games.
Yep.
He was right about that. It only went five.
I was
you
right.
You definitely downplayed the Pacers. And they put it on the Cavs. And I don't know that the Pacers ended up playing, you know, for an NBA title and were one game away, right? Lost their best guy in
Yeah, I did not see that happening at all.
But at the same time, I think a lot of that goes off of you go into that series against the number one seed, right? The 64-win team. And you absolutely annihilate them. And it helps build your confidence maybe into something that isn't your true self exactly, right? And it gives you the confidence to push through in the Pacers to push through to the NBA Finals. I don't know what the Cavs have done since, and they haven't done for three seasons now, in getting mentally tougher at all to be able to be competitive in the playoffs.
Well, that's why I raised the issue with Terry Pluto, and he disagreed with me.
He says guys can acquire it over time.
And now give me, I mean, he came up with a couple of really great examples. I remember those early CC Sabathia years, and Terry's right. CC learned how to get there, both physically as well as mentally. So
now, people did say, though, you remember, because you're old enough to remember this. Oh, and you weren't in town for this. Those late 80s Cavs, kind of considered soft.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the stigmas associated with them.
Yeah, I mean, and they couldn't get through the Bulls. And look, I kind of put those teams up there with the, oh, what could have been had they not run into Michael Jordan as much as they did.
Or traded Ron Harper.
Because, I mean, those were some really great basketball teams.
Davis in Cleveland, you're next up. Do you think the Cavs are still too small in the backcourt?
Sir, how you doing today?
What's
how you
going on?
Doing? I've been calling for the longest, and I don't know if you remember. I've always been saying that we got a small backcourt. We're too small. We got to get with the times. The average guard in the league is 6'4", 6'5", or whatever. We can't win anything with a small backcourt. Darius is too small. You can't hide him for so much, and that takes away from our defense. I mean, not only Darius is too small, he's soft. Allen is soft. He disappears when he plays against certain centers, okay? And then this other thing with Jerome. How do you let Jerome get out of here and sign Merle to $38 million and Jerome signs for $28?
It's incredible, Davis, that nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw Jerome signing only $9 million deal. I realize no teams really had money to spend, but when you go and spend more on Sam Merrill, who has actually not shot it any much better than Ty Jerome. I mean, Ty Jerome, even as bad as he was terrible in that series against Indiana. Merrill wasn't good either.
And the worst part about the Jerome thing is you didn't even ask him, would you take $9 million a year?
Well, according to you, if you believe Jerome came out and said last night on his social media.
I've only heard from one side. I haven't heard from the other.
There's, you know what? There's part of me that maybe the Cavs didn't want to insult him.
Insult away.
No, you got
it. If it's nine mil.
Man, if it...
I don't care about the apron, so none of that matters. I wasn't even going to go there, Owen. I'm just saying, wasn't the thought that it was going to be 12 to 15 million a year for him?
Yeah, cool.
And you
he
come
took
in at nine?
From Memphis.
Well.
And so, and you know, the thought is out there, too, that he wants more playing time. But is he going to get that much more playing time in Memphis? I don't...
You know what he's not going to get? An opportunity to win an NBA title.
No, I don't think so either. I was totally off too. This is a segment where I tell you I'm totally off on things.
Our new one we're starting.
I thought when Ty Jerome this season was, you know, sparking all those avalanches, I'm like, well, he's definitely going to be gone. I didn't think it was going to be because the Cavs decided to pay Sam Merrill more money and then go get Lonzo Ball, who, look, if Lonzo was healthy, I'd love to have Lonzo Ball. If this was him from 4 years ago, then he's the perfect type of playoff player that's going to help you. I wouldn't use any of my money to bet that he's going to be available come playoff time. What in the world are the Pittsburgh Steelers doing? The Browns have a new, I keep getting corrected when I say dome, Daryl's saying a roof.
I say enclosed stadium.
Enclosed stadium.
Well, the reason I do it is because I have been corrected by people.
Yeah, so I guess we can't call it a dome anymore. To talk about that, and is the roster better than some people think? Sam Monson of the 33rd team, the Check the Mic podcast. Always great to have Sam on. Sam, how are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
It's great to have you. We love catching up with you. I should say you did have a series of tweets after it became official with the budget bill and the governor signing off on the state budget that the Haslams are getting their stadium, they're getting their roof, and they're getting the move to Brook Park, which, Sam, I know you probably haven't been to Cleveland, but it's right down the road. What is it, 8 miles?
12 miles there. From downtown, right across the street from the airport.
All right, there you go, Sam. So when you come into Cleveland, we've got a spot for you, and you're going to be able to come in January for a playoff game eventually where you can wear a t-shirt and flip-flops? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, it looks like it's going to be a pretty impressive facility, another kind of top-end, state-of-the-art setup. I think it's unfortunate that we're losing weather games. Now, look, I'm saying that from somebody that doesn't attend the weather games generally and sits on a couch watching them where they're great to watch. But I just think this sort of quest to slowly and surely sanitize football and make everything a 67 degree indoor, no wind event is kind of a shame. Like, there should be some home field advantage. There should be some weather in January. There should be cold and maybe some snow. And I think it's a little bit of a shame that we're eliminating that from football.
Well, Sam, that's interesting you say that. We have had a ton of debates on this show about what is real football. And of course, in Northeast Ohio, you know, we played clips of John Facenda, the old voice of the NFL, talking about the unforgiving winds off of Lake Erie and all those games in the 60s. And of course, we know about the Ice Bowl and, you know, which made football football. Today, you're talking about a sanitized version. But I always do question, do you want football to be played at its best? Or it sounds like you think football is best when you have a lot of different kinds of football.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think variety is probably a strength of football. I mean, that's, to me, I don't think there's any one thing that is football. It's not, you know, a miserable slog in rain and horrible conditions and slop, nor is it a high-octane arena game where teams are going back and forth and scoring, you know, 60 points each. It's everything. It's all of it, right? Like, we think, as you said, you start going through like the NFL Films archives and some of the most hallowed games in there are weather games. They're cold, they're frigid, it's horrible. But equally, you've got that, you know, ridiculous Rams-Chiefs game where everyone, you know, where there was nothing but points and that was like an arena football game. They're all football, right? But if we put everybody in a dome, we're eliminating half of those games and we're just making everything like the arena type game. And maybe that's a better thing for today's NFL where we are getting more pass happy and more like arena league. But that's not to say that's going to be the case in 10, 20 years time. Maybe the game will swing back and, you know, head in a different direction. And suddenly it is more conducive to those weather games. So look, I think the more different types of football exist, the better. I think the more it becomes all one big homogenous thing, the less we lose a little something.
Sam, how do we wean the owners off of the public taxpayer right now? I'm looking at the current stadium deals that are underway. The Browns are hoping to get over $1 billion for their project. The Bengals are going to get a significant amount of public dollars. You know, the Commanders over $1 billion, the Bills almost $1 billion, the Titans over $1 billion, Jacksonville $775 million. Like, how the economics of the game have changed, but where the owners are making more money, but the philosophy of leaning on the public dollars to fund this stuff has not changed. So how do you get these owners off of the free public money?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the only two ways of doing that are public outcry and regulation. I mean, Andrew Brandt used to have this great line of the NFL likes to socialize the costs and privatize the profits of these types of things, right? Whereas ideally what you would like is the opposite way around. We, you know, the billionaires pay the big investment for the stadium and the thing that benefits everybody else. But unfortunately, I think the NFL, they kind of let this, they opened the door to this when they were so happy or amenable to letting teams move cities, you know, and when that became a real threat. And obviously Cleveland knows that better than almost anybody else in the NFL. When that became a legitimate threat and something that could happen, they were able to hold cities and municipalities hostage. And they can say, look, if you won't pay this privatized amount of, or this public amount of money, this extra subsidy to us, there's another city who will, you know, and we are happy to take the team there. And so there's not much you can do about it. And the only counter to that is you know, enough of an absolute public outcry that they wouldn't dare do that. And if you look, this is different.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, across the pond, say, you look at soccer and the English Premier League, and nobody would ever dare try and move a Premier League team. There's fan revolts when they try and up the ticket prices for Premier League teams. You know, like the outcry of the fan support has caused pretty significant rollbacks of plans for those teams, not, you know, moving the franchise, if you like, the actual team, but, you know, stadium plans or things like that have changed because of public outcry. Again, I think it's slightly different over here. I think the closed nature of the NFL, like the fact that there's only 32 franchises, the fact that you're not in danger of having a team relegated if things go really badly and the fans stop showing up, like they're insulated from that kind of threat. But that's the only way to stop it, is to have enough people rally against it, or to have some kind of greater power, you know, government or whatever, step in and try and regulate this and try and push back against it.
Sam Monson with us. We have been debating with our friends in Pittsburgh over the years, Miles Garrett versus TJ Watt. I think it had been pretty even for many years, and now I don't even think it's close based on what I saw last year, really the last 2 years. With that said, could the Steelers actually be contemplating a TJ Watt trade?
They could be, but it wouldn't make an awful lot of sense to me. I mean, you have Aaron Rodgers. You're in the same position the Jets were the last couple of years. You've got Aaron Rodgers now. It's a very short-term move. It's a gamble, right? They push their chips into the middle of the pot. It makes no sense whatsoever to make yourself worse during that period of time. You know something significant is going to change at the end of this Aaron Rodgers experiment. So the only thing that makes any sense is trying to be as good as humanly possible this year, the 1 year you know you're going to have this quarterback that you think has the chance to make noise. It doesn't make any sense to me to make a move for, you know, the midterm or the long-term future. Even if you think it's better for that period, you need to be focused on the short term, because that's all that matters as long as you have Rodgers. So, yeah, like, you know, a team I'm sure could come in with a massive offer and that would make them, like, think about it and entertain that call. But I think they'd be crazy to be actively trying to move him.
What did you make of it started out as a small trade, ended up being a much bigger one. But what'd you make of the moves with the Steelers and the Dolphins and, you know, Jalen Ramsey and Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, I mean, I understand Miami's side of it much easier. The relationship with Jalen Ramsey was effectively burned over. It was going to result in him playing somewhere else. So given that situation, I think they've done pretty well to turn that into a player like Minkah Fitzpatrick, who isn't coming off his best season, but is still a very, very good safety. And it's a different regime from when they drafted him and they really didn't know how to use him. You know, they know how to deploy him now. I think they've done pretty well to get him. The Jonnu Smith thing felt like a salary cap dump, or a salary dump rather. I'm not sure that Mike McDaniel wanted that, but evidently other people within the building did. And so I get that part as well. Pittsburgh's side, I think it's a little harder to understand because, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick is such a good player for them and has been, and that's what they've had to give up to make this happen. But Jalen Ramsey, I think, has been a better player for most of his career at a more valuable position. So from that perspective, you know, it's been costly and it's definitely not without sacrifice, but theoretically, it's probably a net upgrade for them. The Jonnu Smith thing, I think, makes sense because it didn't cost them much. And, you know, Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator, seems to love him. So that part makes sense. It's a complicated one. It's a little difficult to understand what exactly each team is doing, sort of strategy-wise. But you can, I think, see the logic for both sides.
Sam Monson with us. The Browns rookie class. What were your thoughts? Obviously, Andrew Berry has had a little bit of trouble with the drafts over the years. And then one of the players that was an excellent choice, JOK, unfortunately, his career right now is kind of hanging in the balance. He's going to miss this year. So what do you think of these rookies this year?
I really like the players that they come out of this draft with. The criticism, if you want to level one at them, is, you know, look at the positions that they addressed and more to the point, didn't address with this draft. You know, you could go through their draft and say, well, where is, you know, the offensive lineman? Where is the various other positions that we wanted to address? You know, why did we go for these low-value positions like running back and linebacker and that kind of thing? And look, that's a reasonable criticism to throw at them, but it's also the same criticism everybody was throwing at the Detroit Lions a couple of years ago when their first four picks were all at positions of quote unquote low value. And all four of those guys are stars right now. So I think you can look through this draft and say, Mason Graham has a case to be one of the best players in this entire draft as a prospect. And to get him in addition to a first round pick next year, I think is fantastic business. I really like the combination of the two running backs they drafted in Judkins and Dylan Sampson. And then I think the quarterback approach, it's unconventional. It's not what they planned. You know, clearly they didn't go into this draft with a vision of getting two of these quarterbacks on day three or, you know, lower down the draft, day two and three. But I think the combination of Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders as a gamble, as a roll of the dice, as just a hedge to try and get to next year when you have the two first round picks is a really good result. I mean, you know, most people had Shedeur Sanders as a guy that was probably going to go in the first round going into the draft. And if not the first round, then sometime in the second round. It's hard to come at to the conclusion that getting him in the fifth is bad business.
Kevin Stefanski's had 10 different starting quarterbacks. He's staring down the barrel of a fourth different week one starter in his six seasons here, depending who wins this competition. How long do you think the leash is for the Stefanski-Berry regime here in Cleveland, all things considered, when you talk about such instability at the most important position?
I think it should still be reasonable. You know, my podcast co-host, Steve Palazzolo, likes to use the line that, you know, if you Andrew Berry has done a really good job outside of the worst single decision that's ever been made in the NFL. The Deshaun Watson move, literally the worst move that's ever been made in NFL history. But outside of that, he's done a really good job. And if, you know, if everyone agrees that that was kind of an owner motivated move, you know, particularly if ownership agrees that, and they've, you know, they've sort of said various things indicating that there's some appreciation of that, then you probably don't blame Andrew Berry too much for all that. And so I think he should still have a relatively decent runway here to make moves happen. The way that they've come out of this draft, they are set up well for next season, you know, and maybe this year will be painful. Maybe there'll be a revolving door at quarterback. You know, they'll maybe start with Kenny Pickett and then go to one of the rookies and maybe go to the other rookie, and it could be ugly, but it's all about just buying time to get to next offseason when you've got two first round picks and there might be a quarterback you like at the top of that draft. You know, and it ultimately, if they come out of next April with a first round quarterback that they believe in and they think is the future, you know, then you have that future. You have that hope to sell people and say, you know, now we can move on from this, you know, ridiculous Deshaun Watson situation and move in a proper direction again.
Sam, great stuff as always. You're a great follow. Check him out at Sam Monson, NFL on X. And, of course, his podcast, Check the Mic. We look forward to having you on again. Thanks, Sam.
Anytime. Take it easy, guys.
Well, that was Sam Monson, who also went into great detail about what an all-time horrible trade, obviously, the Browns made. You know, those things are always going to come up until they get their next quarterback, obviously. And then I was thinking, man, just yesterday, did you see what the Milwaukee Bucks did with Dame Lillard? They effectively stretched his contract out over time. He, of course, gets all his money, and they're saying bye-bye. I don't know, how many millions? Is it hundreds of millions?
110, I thought.
110
yeah.
million.
Yeah, it's 110 million bucks.
So, obviously, we know who the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks is, and we know who the owner of the Cleveland Browns is.
If only they
Are
could just
the
give...
Same thing?
It's incredible. Daryl, go ahead.
If only they could just give Deshaun Watson $110 million to go away and never be seen or...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates... From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Heard from again. Oh, wait, they gave him 230 million. Never mind.
And wait, how much did they spend on the new development? How much did they spend in Berea on that construction project?
Well, 200 million in Berea, almost. 1.3 billion for the enclosed stadium and another 800 million for phase one of the development. It's good to be rich.
And look at the Haslams.
Look at the investments that they're
keeping
making.
Keeping the economy alive. We're talking about a transfer of wealth with the new budget bills. Come on. He's doing a very different kind of transfer of wealth, getting the money in the hands of construction companies.
That's right.
And athletes that need it.
That's right. Just supporting the tax base. All that tax revenue. See, this is what they're doing. They're employing people, paying them lots of money to generate tax revenue. See, it's a circle of life.
Daryl, you heard Monson, though, talk about the quarterback situation. You know,
yeah.
It's been interesting. It's obviously not a lot happening.
I don't know if I would say it's interesting. Right, I think it's...
Well, I think it's very interesting that they have the four quarterbacks still on this roster. And I'm wondering, is there a date that you can circle that we will be down to three quarterbacks?
No. There is no... But here's the thing. I think it's a two-man quarterback race anyway. This is just my thing. I don't think they want to start either of these rookies week one against the Bengals. I think it's a two-man quarterback race between Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco under the guise of it's a four-man quarterback competition in totality. I think it's a two-man race. That's just my opinion on it. I don't think it's a four-man race. I really don't. Unless Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders just absolutely blows it up. And I'm not talking in the training camp practices that are open to the public.
Do you think one has a better chance than the other?
No, I... What, you mean the rookies? Or
yes, of the rookies.
Shedeur.
Even though...
He's bigger.
He got drafted later.
The arm's just as good. Like, but here's the thing. We know how the organization operates when it comes to their draft picks. They have to validate their draft picks.
Well, they would be validating Dylan Gabriel.
So naturally, Dylan Gabriel is going to be ahead. He's got the head start on this thing between them. You know what I'm saying? Like, but when I look at just pure talent / big picture ability, Shedeur Sanders for me wins in a landslide. But I totally get why they love Dylan Gabriel outside of the physical measurables. Like, I get it. He's smart, picks stuff up at the line, gets it out quickly, throws a good ball. It's got, as the critics like to say, zip on it, all right? But, like, I am struggling with watching practices where I'm standing in the end zone, and the only reason I know where he is on the field is because the offensive line and the defensive line are moving in a certain direction. And I'm like, okay, this play, I guess, is going to the left. Now we're going to the right. But I can't see the quarterback.
Daryl, there was one move that the Browns made. Okoronkwo was cut.
Yeah, I mean, final year of his deal. Yeah. That not a big surprise there. And actually, you know what? They did him a favor. Instead of waiting for training camp to start and going through that process, now he's got summer to find another team. So that move, and again, because you have Wright and you got Thomas, you got some of these other kids in that position room, it just it made sense to give them an opportunity.
So obviously wanting to get younger, right? And
yeah,
and they do like their younger guys.
Now, and also just less expensive.
And less expensive. Just because they like their younger guys certainly doesn't mean
they're going to pan out.
That they're great. I know Ken is very bullish on them. But, you know, they had Za'Darius Smith going into last year. People were excited about Okoronkwo. And, yeah. You know, they're both gone. No JOK as well. But I still talk to people who think the defense has a chance to be really good.
Well, and it's...
Do you think they have a chance to be really good?
Yeah, I do. I also think that, you know, a kid like Mike Hall, you know, putting him in there with Mason Graham on that defensive line a little more. But yeah, I feel like that when you look at this this defense as a whole, Anthony, I think they got a legit chance to bounce back. Last year was disappointing, just because they made that quantum leap the year before. They finished with the best overall rated defense in the NFL and whatnot. I'm not saying that they're going to get back to that where they're the number one defense. But if Denzel Ward's healthy, he's one of the best corners in the game. Okay, yeah. Myles Garrett's a future Hall of Famer. Mason Graham, really loved that. I mentioned Mike Hall Jr. earlier. I think that there's opportunity there for him. And then again, going back to those young defensive ends that we were talking about, Isaiah McGuire, Alex Wright. I think that there's potential there. The one area on the defense that I have question about, and that's the linebackers. I know they drafted Schlesinger. JOK is a big loss for them. That is the one error. But in Jim Schwartz's defense, yeah, linebacker is important, but it's not the centerpiece of the defense. It's the defensive line. It's a front and a back end defense. Defensive line and your corners and safeties.
All right, what a nitty gritty breakdown from Daryl. I didn't listen to any of it because I was staring at a picture of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in Chagrin Falls, Daryl. At one local spot, and I found this to be very something that I think you will be interested in. They were going to go to one restaurant called 17 River Grill. Instead, they went to JoJo's. Do you know why they went to JoJo's?
I have no idea.
Owen, do you know why?
I do not know.
Other than it's a great establishment.
Well, they all are. Better.
I've heard the filet is phenomenal.
JoJo's was better. That's an inside joke. That JoJo's was better able to accommodate their privacy requirements.
Wow. So, except for that one picture that
got out. Except for the one picture that got out and was all over every Twitter feed or X feed and TV station in town.
Okay, so my question is...
By the way, did that lead the 11 o'clock news last night?
It was definitely on the 6 o'clock news. They were talking about it.
Like, can we... I kind of have an unpopular.
You're
going to
be an old
here.
Man right now, Daryl.
Yeah,
be an old man.
Do we really have to do this?
Yes.
Like every time
the biggest superstar in the world, and you don't want us to talk about them coming to that little hamlet over there in Portage County.
Oh, that's right,
Chagrin Falls.
All right, biggest superstar Benson Boone would like to have a word.
That's true. I haven't seen Taylor Swift do a flip off a piano. Yeah.
So. Okay, Daryl, before you go old man scorched earth, if you're a restaurant, do you shut the place down for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Do you risk a day of business?
Yeah, because they can basically take care of your entire day of business.
But you don't know that going in.
I think you have to, and here's why. Because I've looked up three times at the TV this morning and seen them not only interviewing the manager and the assistant manager.
Call.
The amount of pub... That place that I don't go over to, I go to Chagrin to play football every once in a while.
What if you got
to
boot your regulars?
Got to do what you got to do.
Okay, Daryl.
And then you're going to get guys like me drive over there and drop 150,
that's
200.
True. Daryl, the floor is yours.
I was not moved by the breaking news of Taylor Swift being in town with Travis Kelce. This just in, Travis Kelce from here, probably going to bring his girlfriend to town.
Even at Chagrin Falls? Did you see a fishbowl over there?
That's all I saw over there.
Did you see was upside down pineapple on the menu?
Pineapple day at JoJo's.
And now people are referencing what I said earlier about Sophie Cunningham and my wife. Thank you, Daryl, who is in for Kenny. Kenny will be back tomorrow.
Bye,
for Owen.
Some. Let's play through.
For Mitch. They did go golf. Travis Kelce went golfing. It was at Sandridge yesterday. He was taking pictures.
Wow.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you, Joey, for not producing any videos that got us killed on social media. Coming up next, it's Baskin and Phelps. Kenny will be back tomorrow here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.